So what is the biggest possession you've ever lost? This was the discussion one day. And then one person responded, my purse, I lost it somewhere. And another person already had another story. Well, it was the day that I lost all our luggage. And as the third person responded, everybody looked at one person sitting quietly in the corner. It was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And everybody looked at her and said, Mary, did you ever lose something precious? Yes, it was that day that I lost Jesus. And everybody looked at her in surprise. Really, I lost my son. It was in Jerusalem. What a story, losing Jesus. This is a crazy time that we're living in. But this is the time in which we are in desperate need of wisdom, the wisdom of God. We need the presence of the Counselor. And this is our message today. Find rest in the presence of the Counselor. Discover a new life of wisdom in His presence. Because Jesus is also wisdom. Although we do not usually identify wisdom with Jesus, we read in Isaiah 9 verse 6 that He is our Counselor. May I read it? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Especially the words, Wonderful Counselor. As I've said, we usually do not identify Jesus with wisdom. We identify Jesus with salvation, with faith, with eternal life, with all kinds of other things except for wisdom. Well, I think it's a big mistake. But talking of wisdom, may I briefly just explain, wisdom and faith are not the same. Not all believers are wise. It should have been the case, but it isn't. Faith is about giving my heart to God, people will usually say. Wisdom is about surrendering my entire life to God. Faith sorts out our hopes for the next world, the world to come in God's presence. Wisdom sorts out our life on this side of the fence. Faith is about the big questions, the serious religious questions, providing answers to that. Wisdom is about the detail of my life, of getting the detail right, of serving God in the everyday detail, in the everyday reality. Faith is the result of being sought out by God, of being found by God, saved by His grace. Wisdom, on the other hand, is my response by longing after God, by searching for God, by spending the rest of my life in pursuit of His holiness, His presence, His wisdom. Now, Jesus shares His wisdom with us in terms of three movements in our text today in Luke chapter 2. And the very first movement that we need to get under our belt is come and learn wisdom from the Counselor of Isaiah 9 verse 6. There is still a seat open next to the child. Which brings me to the story of that day when Mary lost her son, Jesus, in Jerusalem, literally. Luke tells us about this wonderful episode in Luke chapter 2 from verse 41. Jesus was 12 years old and his parents and family members and the extended family all went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And after a week or so that they spent in the city, this whole group returned to Galilee. Normally, under normal conditions, it would have taken a group like this between 3 to 7 days to make the journey, depending on which routes they took from Jerusalem to Nazareth. But due to safety reasons and so on, people always traveled in big groups. And now, as Mary and Joseph and the family go back to Nazareth, after one day they realize Jesus is not in this big group. They have literally lost Jesus. And then Mary and Joseph had to go back to Jerusalem. And then Luke tells us that for 3 full days they searched for Jesus. Can you imagine? 3 days, 4 days already? And Jesus is lost, apparently. And then finally, on the 4th day, they suddenly find him, of all places, in the temple. And they are shocked. I mean, you don't search for children when they get lost in the temple or in the church. Everywhere but in God's presence. Can you imagine? But this is exactly the right place. And then when they get there and when they saw him, they are astonished. I read in Luke 2 verse 48. And Mary is a bit upset. And you can just understand this if you're a parent. I mean, if you've been searching for your children and they sit in a specific building for 4 days, and then you will be upset. Why didn't you let me know? Especially Jesus. Why have you treated us like this? The question of Mary. Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. But then the most beautiful response ever. Why were you searching for me? He asked them, didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house? Didn't you know? Didn't you know that wisdom is about being in the presence of God? And this is our first movement, that we have to learn from Jesus, the Son of God, who from his earliest childhood days as a 12-year-old boy already knew that the best place on earth, the very right place to be, is at the feet of God. Just to be there. Ah, and the good news, he keeps a seat open for us next to him. Because now, in this time that we're living in, even though it's Christmas time, we're so used to questions, to live with uncertainty, to struggle with getting grips on this new kind of reality that we're all part of. And now even in this Christmas time, we're sort of like asking God, where are you? Help us. So Jesus says, yes, come and sit next to me. There's a seat open next to me at my feet. It took King David a lifetime to learn this lesson. He writes in Psalm 131 that he found rest, literally sitting on the lap of God, I think. This is what the Hebrew suggests. He found rest like a little child. Perhaps this is what true wisdom is about just being in God's presence, about resting in God's presence, about not always doing things. And perhaps this is one of the struggles that we all face during this difficult time, that our value, according to society, the rest of society, is dependent on our productivity. People pay us for what we do, not to sit down and rest. God is different. God says true wisdom begins. The first movement, come and sit. Come and rest. This is where I have a seat open right next to me. And didn't you know that? You've been looking for God everywhere and everywhere around you. And it took Mary and Joseph 4 days. I don't know how long it's taken you to find God. But if you want to find Jesus, you have to be at the right place, at his Father's feet, in his Father's house, where there is a seat open for you. But there's a second movement that the text of Luke invites us into. And the second movement is, come and experience lifelong dependence on God in the footsteps of the Counselor, Jesus. Two amazing verses here in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And this is written just before the boy Jesus and his parents go to Jerusalem. I read, the boy grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom and with God's grace which was on him. Jesus, right from the start, as a very young boy, was filled with the wisdom of God. Now, normally, we associate wisdom with the elderly, with gray hair. But as I always say, sometimes if you're going to leave wisdom for when you're older, gray hair will come alone. Wisdom is meant for the young. Just go and read the book of Proverbs. The first 9 chapters are all dedicated to wisdom in the lives of younger people, the younger generation. Learn from Jesus. Learn from Proverbs. The boy Jesus, Luke 2 verse 40, grew up filled with wisdom. And then verse 52, when they returned to Nazareth, after being found by his parents, and they take him back all the way, we read in Luke 2 verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people. Isn't this the most beautiful verse ever? Can I read it again? And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. He's the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that he was without sin. But at the same time, the Bible tells us Jesus grew in wisdom. Without growing, we are dead. We all need to grow. And I remember when my children were small, I had to make sure that they grew in the right way. Well, that didn't mean that I forced them. I didn't sort of like make a little mark next to the fridge and said, so this is the target. The next 6 months you grow 6 centimeters or there will be trouble in our house. No parent of sane mind will do anything like this. But how did I know what my children needed? Well, when they were born, I knew that they had to be with their mother. And in our home, I knew they had to have the right food and safety and love. This is the right fertile soil for growth. And this is exactly what the Bible tells me. I cannot force myself to grow spiritually, to grow in wisdom. But I know one thing, the first movement. Jesus reserved a seat for me, a space for me next to him. And if I sit there every single day, just resting at the feet of God. And secondly, if I do what he did when he went back to Nazareth as a young boy, to grow in wisdom, to be in the vineyard of God, that is where the right fertile soil would be. That's where the right water would be. That's where the gardener from heaven, according to Luke 13, verse 6 to 9, is active. Be in the vineyard. Be there where the gardener from heaven is busy tilling the soil and dishing out living water so that we can live and could live in the presence of God. So, do you want to grow in wisdom? Which which is the call on our lives if we want to find true, deep happiness in the presence of God and true peace in our lives. Sit next to Jesus, our mighty counselor. Grow in the presence of Jesus together with our mighty counselor. If you don't grow, you're dead. Ask the Son of God. He had to grow in wisdom and in insight and in the understanding of life and humanity and God. And then we should follow in His footsteps. So not only does He reserve a seat, a space next to Him at His feet, He also says, come and walk with me. Let me teach you to grow in wisdom. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, is also my counselor who leads me in the ways along the green pastures of God. But there's a third movement, to grow in wisdom. Our third movement. Come and live respectfully in the presence of others as our counselor does. Come and live respectfully in the presence of others. And I just turned the pages of the Gospel of Luke to chapter 6, and I'm not going to read the verses, and I think you know them by heart, but from verse 27. Jesus now went to reality. He did not stay behind in the temple. We have this association that true holy men, true wise people, like in the early church, the later early church, they went to the desert. You had to go to the desert to find the wise, or to a mountain where somebody sat at the top of the mountain. Not Jesus. The true counselor is in reality, is in real life, if I may put it like this. Because this is where you practice wisdom. True wisdom is to just sit at the feet of God, but true wisdom is also to treat people respectfully. This is what the book of Proverbs would be about, how to use the right words at the right time, how to treat poor, how to treat the less privileged, how to treat the more privileged. This is what wisdom is about. And now Jesus takes us into the real world, and He tells us that true wisdom is about loving your enemies, to do good to those who hate you, to bless those who curse you. So true wisdom is to treat even your enemies with respect. If somebody wants anything from you, be generous. Share what you have. This is wisdom, to share your life as Jesus shared and is still sharing His with the world. This crazy topsy-turvy world, this corona-driven world where nobody is certain of anything, this festive time where we say, dear Lord, where are you? Jesus says, I am who I am. I'm still in my Father's house. I'm still the mighty counselor, keeping your seat next to me, journeying with you to grow in wisdom and teaching you. I will hold your hand and I will teach you how to love. And this world, this harsh world, where it's only me, myself, and I that count, Jesus says, I will teach you to treat people with respect. In this world where so many people lose so much and have already lost so much, Jesus says, I will teach you true generosity. To share. If you only love those that love you, what credit does that bring? Even sinners do that, Jesus tells us. And if you lend only to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and expect to be repaid in full. But I demand a higher standard of you. I'm the counselor, and my counsel is supposed to be followed by you, to be obeyed. And then it's all about sitting next to me, growing in wisdom, and sharing wisdom. And then Jesus says, the call of true wisdom is to be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Luke 6, verse 36. true wisdom. So, it's Christmas time. Jesus calls us to be full of joy. But we must first of all find him, not lose him. He's still there, right at his Father's feet. And that's where we should be. But then we also need to go back to Nazareth and to reality. And Jesus says, I will accompany you. I will let you grow in wisdom. And we have to learn to treat others respectfully. Because this is what the gospel is all about. Can I close with a little story that I once read about an elderly priest in his little parish. And he felt that he really needed to hear the voice of God. And he asked the congregation if they could cope without him for a few weeks because he wanted to go to a place of seclusion so that he could hear the voice of God again. And after 3 weeks, he returned, and one of the old elders who took care of the sick and the needy and so on, he was quite upset, and he looked at the priest and said, you've been gone for 3 weeks and I had a lot of work to do. And the saddest part of all, you still look the same. You say you went to hear the voice of God, but you still look like the same person that left here 3 weeks ago. And the old priest looked at this elder of his and he said, but you look different. And this is what wisdom is all about. That I have new glasses, as a way of speaking, that I can look through the cross, that I can spend my life in the presence of the true counselor of Isaiah 9 verse 6. May the Lord help us to grow in wisdom. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word, for your wisdom, for your presence. Help us, Lord, to sit next to you every single day, especially at this time. Help us to grow in wisdom and to serve others respectfully, as you did and still do. Thank you that we may ask this in the beautiful, wonderful name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our wise counselor. Amen. May you experience the blessings of God. May the peace of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and forever. Amen.